That's why God is not understandable, ever. Because understanding is based on the opposites. We know black and white, existence and non-existence. We cannot imagine both of them at the same time, right? With God, everything at the same time is there. So there is no limit to that. And there is no way to understand it. Then what? There is this thing that they prove that I cannot understand it. Is there any way? Is there any other way? Yes. How do you understand yourself? You think about yourself? Rarely. You don't have time. And you just imagine something. You have illusions about yourself. But you know you are. Why do you know you are? Because somehow you're connected to yourself. That source we're talking about, we are connected to it. You will discover the connection. So, that hap we're talking about, and here is not the word God and all that, it's hap. Key word. That hap is not to be understood. It's to be felt, because you're part of it. Be aware of all this. Put aside all this blah, 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 blah of your brain and hap. And notice that beyond this alley you are. One third of your life, this is not working. And you're sleeping gladly. To rest, to rejuvenate, to regain your abilities, all that, that's only the sleep. And when you have an operation, literally you're not there. They send you to a vacation, for a good one. You come back. So where are you? Look at it this way, that there are visible parts we can see. There are invisible parts that we could understand by the opposite, and there are non-opposite things that is the real, real one. Let's hear it.
For the sight fell on the light, then on the color. Opposite is made manifest by opposite, like Greeks and Ethiopians. Therefore thou knewest light by its opposite. Opposite reveals opposite in coming forth. The light of God hath no opposite in existence, that by means of that opposite it should be possible to make it manifest. Necessarily our eyes do not perceive him, though he perceives. See this from Moses and the mountain.
What it means, see this from the Moses and the mountain? You tell me, said he. What does that mean? Don't tell me how they know that you lost it. You won't have it. I told you before, it's visible. He said, okay, now I want to talk about that difficult stuff. Okay. There are things visible. Open your eyes, you will see it. You become enlightened, you will see it. There are things that are never visible, but you could understand them by the opposite. But there are things that they don't have the opposite. Then what will happen? Let me tell you what will happen. There is one other word for understanding, namely. In Arab language, there are two words for understanding. It's fahm and dak, which are two different things. Fahm is something that you do with your brain. Dark means the real deep understanding somehow.
Understanding at awareness?
At awareness, at the level of awareness, that's dark. Okay? It's more complicated than that, because it comes to madrak and mudrak and all that. But anyhow, the conclusion is, here is in Arabic, لَجْرَمْ أَبْصَارُنَا لَا تُدْرَكُ. the quote from the Holy Book, that therefore our eyes will not understand it. But this doesn't mean that he is not understandable. He is understandable. How? Look at our story. What was the story? That's the loveliest story you have to read of. The loveliest story for you to understand something that is not understandable, but it is understandable. You could understand it, although it's not understandable. The story is this.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. The story goes like this. Moses. Moses is the guy who does all the mistakes. But he's honest. That's why he's a prophet. He will hear the God and say, let me see you. God will say, I'm not seeable. I don't like that. I want to see you. But we cannot bear it. But I want to. Familiar? Moses is doing the dirty work for you in this story. God will say, you want to see me? Get out of the way. I'll show myself to the mountain. The story in Bible goes, and Torah goes like this, that God will show himself to the mountain, and the mountain will explode. Right? Roman will not say it that way. Roman will say it in a different, with a different vision. He will say it. First of all, who is Moses? I envy the mountain. Because God made himself visible to that mountain. I want to be that mountain. Help with this. And looking at it, I will see the mountain is dancing, because that explosion to Rumi is dancing. See how the mountain became enchanted, and the Moses is occupied with the fear, laying down on the ground. That's how you would say it. Because he was on the earth like this, someone who was hidden by a thunder. But I am in the mountain. Okay, now, is God understandable or not? For Moses?
No.
For mountain? Yes. Why? Because it's not up to someone to decide. He should decide to whom he will show himself. He will decide to open your heart, because he is the master of that heart, and no one else, especially not the angel of knowledge, which is Satan. He will open himself to the heart. So we pray to be lucky like that mountain. He says, okay, about understanding now. Over there, you know that the mountain understood, and you understand from the mountain, but not from the Moses. Because Moses is not even looking up. He's laying down, looking at the reality, because he wanted to really see God. He wanted to see with these eyes. Then we have other stories about his wife and things like that, that Rumi will make. It's not like that. I mean, here you see that the story is not like the Bible. Here you say, oh, that mountain, I love the mountain. And you say, that's the knowledge I'm referring to. That's the way of knowing. So there are different ways of knowing. Intelligent knowledge, which is, how is intelligence an apple? How is apple?